Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 24th of October, and right now it's cloudy here in Auroville on 25 degrees Celsius, and we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures from 26 to 31 with heat index of 36 degrees Celsius, and it will be breezy. Winds from the south at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is 80% with rainfall amounts near 6.6 mm possible. For later on, they predict overcast with thunderstorm, southerly winds at 20 to 25 km per hour, and chance of rain is on 90% with rainfall amount near 30 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 81 and it will drop on 65% by noon, and moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 76%. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at South Shore, we can participate at a general meeting to present a new entry process proposal, where the entry task force will be happy to present the new proposal for the entry process asked by the community during the open platform meeting on entry. This proposal is ongoing work which needs feedback and input from the community before the final version to be ratified by the resident assembly meeting. Following is a short excerpt of yesterday's general meeting on land exchange featuring Elvira's suggestion and our culture words.
I want to share something that I read recently, and I have no opinion about this, but it's really difficult for me to sit in these meetings and it's painful. And I was wondering why, and then I read something and I realized why. The Quakers have a process of decision making which has four steps. And the first step is that they gather information and they share facts. The second step is that every person can voice their personal opinion, what they think. The third step is that everybody can share their emotions, what they feel. And the fourth step is that everybody surrenders to something they all know no individual holds, which is the solution for the greater common good for the community. And I see what we are doing here is we are engaging in a battle where we mix facts, opinions, and emotions, and we're going round and round, and we're fighting, and we're devaluing the others for their opinions and for their emotions. We are totally forgetting about the greater power that we came here for. That is the only way we can find a solution for these kind of complex questions. Thank you.
I don't know if people know that I'm with Mother 44 years. I came permanently in 71, and I send a note to Mother, I will do your work and you do my sadhana. So I've done my work for Mother, and I'm doing my sadhana, and Mother is doing with me my sadhana. So here we never mention Mother. Mother is real. She's here. She wants to guide us. She wants to use us as instruments. But all we do is fight against that with all our stupid minds. And this is only what is accepted in Auroville. So Mother is here. She lives here. She lives in each one of us. So if we let her do her work through us, then this mess what we have been created since the beginning will not continue. Thank you.
And this Friday we'll keep the pace up with culture events long in night, starting with Genius Brothers present classic stuff at 7:30 p.m. at the visitor center, and at 8:30 we can go to awesome, amazing, incredible Colombian music band concert at Unity Pavilion, Alo Latino. The invited artist is Don Udovin, and professional salsa dancers will be seen in the place. And here's Jesse.
Friday, 7:30 at the Visitor Center. Guess what? The Genius Brothers are back, and it's classic stuff. No more of this high-tech video screen, fancy vinangery. It's back to the basics. We have all the funny old stuff, but done with nothing more than a pair of lungis, actually three lungis, three tundus, a guitar, and a handful of weakly formed metaphor as we attempt to take you on a wild ride of interesting perspectives on this crazy town we call home and Oroville. Genius Brothers, 7:30, Visitor Center. Be there, there, there.
Oh, we are mad to miss
it. Oh, yes, and afterwards, the fantastic, the awesome, the amazing Colombian concert. Oh, yes, it's all happening at the Unity Pavilion after the show. 7:30, Genius Brothers. 8:30, the fantastico, fantasmagore Colombian concert.
And on Saturday, Lisa invites us all to Calabomi at 8 p.m. or Creeper in case of rain to Shelby Unity. With a key question, how we can welcome and help the manifestation of unity. And for the end of next week, when we celebrate Diwali or Deepavali or Celebration of Light here in India, are some interesting invitations announced already. On Friday, we will celebrate as it is custom for years with a community with a free dinner in Solar Kitchen, followed by a special program at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone with live concert of Indian music and, of course, firework with all our children. And the following day, 2nd of Saturday, Bharat Nivas presents at Unity Pavilion, also in International Zone at 7:30 p.m. Hindustani vocalist Viraj. As a Gujarat's most promising Hindustani vocal artist, Viraj was trained under the guidance of her first gurus, Manju Mehta for sitar and Pandit Vilas Rao Kakandar and Rupandi Shah for classical vocal music. At present, she is pupil of Rajan Sajan Mitra, the acknowledged masters of the Bengaras Gharana. She works as the founder, director, and chief coordinator at Upasana School of Performing Arts. She is a specialist in Khayal Gayaki and is equally at ease singing bhajans, turims, and tapas. And on Sunday, 3rd of November, is a warm Karibu welcome from Africa House, welcoming members of community, friends, and guests with Ethiopian coffee ceremony at 5 p.m. and screening of Kiriku with the African style dinner at 6:30 and 7:30 live dances from East Africa with short dance workshop and presentation of Kenya with questions and answer, and after followed by drumming with cultural interaction where you can join them with some African movements. All proceedings go toward Africa House. And here are a few announcements that go along with Diwali celebration. First one is Oroville Bakery will be closed on Saturday, 2nd of November for Deepavali, and they are asking us to pick up our Saturday order on Friday, 1st of November. And of course, they wish us all happy Deepavali. The Natarman Garden Cafe will be also closed on 2nd of November for Deepavali, but at Kipak's Farm Cafe in our Anam Farm on Saturday, from 7 p.m. onward, they will be serving Asian food with free expression music. And following the announcement from Oroville Health Center asking community for help since Nerges has returned home to Creativity Community after undergoing hip surgery. She still requires some assistance from kind volunteers afternoons and evening. No medical experience is necessary as Nerges directs her own care. They're asking us to call Paula on 94882393348 if we can spare some time and help. Lapising Pool will be closed from 24th until Tuesday 29th because Lapising team is going on their annual tour. And they will reopen on Tuesday 29th at 6:30 a.m. And they would like to thank all of us who have made this Kodai trip possible with our generous contributions. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Depa, the island directed by Girish Kasarwali and was made in India in 2002. And at Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Pina, directed by famous Wim Wenders and was made in 2011. And it's about the dancer Pina Bausch. Pavilion de France presents on Saturday at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 5 p.m. film interview tribute to Albert Camus for the centenary of his birth, directed by Jean Danil and Joël Clamette. At Cinema Paradiso today we can see French drama 38 Witnesses, made in France in 2010 by director Lucas Bellevaux, And on Saturday at 8 p.m., they will screen an international romance drama like Someone in Love, made in Japan in 2012 by director Abbasi Kiarostami. And children will watch on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Karate Kid, made in USA and China in 2010 by director Harla Swart, with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith. Later on at Cine Club, Jean Renoir Film Festival is still going on, and at 8 p.m. they will screen romance drama The River, made in USA and in India and France in 1951. And the mother wrote, "Open your heart and the light will enter and dwell within it." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.